Harold Elmer Zundel. Born October 29th, Anno Domini, 1941. Baptized into Christ as an infant. Confirmed in Christ, June 5th, in the year of our Lord, 1955. Joined in marriage to Cheryl with Christ's blessing, October 16th, in the year of our Lord, 1965. Died in Christ, November 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Lives with Christ to all eternity. To God alone be the glory. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, family and friends of Harold, and especially to you, Rob and Scott. It is appropriate in the midst of celebrating Harold's life and mourning his death that we take this brief time in this house of God where Harold heard and received his Lord's words and his body and blood to consider how much Jesus loved Harold and everything that he has done for him. Consider again these words from the prophet Isaiah, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." From the evangelist Paul, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." As the funeral service began, you heard that in holy baptism, Harold was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all of his sins. That is why the funeral pall is placed over his urn, as a reminder to you that his righteousness is not his own, as a reminder that in his baptism he shared in Christ's death, and as a reminder that he will also share in Christ's resurrection from the dead. We are here today to give Christian burial to our brother in Christ. Harold was a faithful brother, husband, father, grandfather, and an active member here at Mount Olive, where he confessed his sins, was absolved, and received his Savior's body and blood often. He was a good neighbor and friend who always had a smile and a laugh for you. It was no secret that he liked to share his produce and that he would help anyone who had a need that he could do something about. But his many talents and the ability to fix just about anything, his works, his sweat, and even his own blood, could not keep him from this day, from physical death, which is the wages of sin that we all must be paid. None of those things that Harold was so good at made him worthy of forgiveness or eternal life or a place in heaven. But while the wages of sin is death in our mortal bodies, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus' works, his sweat, his cross and blood, his resurrection from the dead, those are the things that made Harold a worthy recipient of life. God's mercy in sending his son to save sinners is why Harold is safe with Jesus today. When the Heavenly Father looks at Harold, he doesn't see sin and sickness and a corrupted flesh. He sees the precious blood of his son that covers Harold in perfect righteousness. Just as the angel of death saw the blood of the Lamb painted on the Israelite doorposts and had to pass over, so too Satan must pass over Harold, for he can make no claim on those who belong to Jesus. He can make no claim here. This is not the end for Harold. Jesus says that he is the one who opens heaven. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus alone and no other. No other name has been given under heaven by which men must be saved. Harold knew this truth well. And in his funeral preparations, he wanted to make certain that his family knew it too. He wanted you all to know that you need Almighty God in your life. You need Jesus. You need his forgiveness and mercy and love. You need his cross and death and resurrection. Jesus is the only way to the Father, and he is the only hope for us poor, miserable sinners. Harold believed what God's word says about the seriousness of his sins and about physical death, but he also believed Jesus' words of forgiveness to him and his promise of eternal life. He believed Jesus' words that he goes to prepare a place for Harold. He believed Jesus when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Friends, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in the Father. Trust in his Son. Harold now rests safely with Jesus. He is part of the church triumphant, the whole company of heaven. He rests from his labors, where there is no more suffering, no more tears, and no more death. The strife is o'er, the battle done. Now is the victor's triumph won. Now be the song of praise begun. Alleluia. Lord, by the stripes which wounded thee, from death's dread sting thy servants free, that we may live and sing to thee. Alleluia. Thank God for the life of faith that he gave to Harold. Husband, father, grandfather, friend, and redeemed child of God. Amen. The peace of God, which alone passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin, and his precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for his sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through his word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.